This program is brought to you by the University of Southern Queensland.
March 26 is actually called Purple Day, since lavender is the colour for epilepsy awareness. This is for a good reason. Seizures are generally caused by abnormal electrical impulses in the brain, so one approach to treating them is relaxing the brain and nervous system. Lavender, both the colour and the plant, are said to have this effect. The plant has been proven to act as a central nervous system relaxant and anticonvulsant. On the phone today, we have Leonie, and she'll be chatting to us. Sue will be asking the first question.
Could you please inform our listeners what exactly Epilepsy Queensland does?
Yeah, sure. So Epilepsy Queensland was founded in 1969, so this is a really special year for us, and we're very excited to be celebrating our 50th year, and that's all about supports and services to people impacted by epilepsy. So we are the specialist epilepsy organisation in Queensland, which means that we provide a range of really valuable supports and services to people living with epilepsy, their families, carers, and importantly, the wider community. So that can be things like training, so for understanding epilepsy, or it might be the administration of emergency medication such as midazolam, or it might be developing epilepsy management plans. We have programs targeted specifically at children. So we have a little mascot, Little Poss. So he has a birthday every year, and if the kids are part of our Little Poss club, then they're also able to get a birthday card and have different activities and newsletters and things like that sent out to them. So a really great way of engaging the kids as well. We also host a range of workshops and symposiums. We have support groups. So, you know, really an important opportunity to connect people living with epilepsy. We've often heard a lot of people talking about being quite socially isolated. So any opportunity that connects people and brings people together is always really important. We do some advocacy. Obviously, employment is a hot topic in this area as well. We have a range of research topics. We are Queensland-wide, so we do a range of regional visits. And importantly, we are also assisting people to, I guess, navigate and access and prepare for the National Disability Insurance Scheme as well. So really quite a diverse range of supports and services.
Could you please let our listeners know why lavender was the colour chosen to create awareness for epilepsy?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, so March 26th, so Purple Day, and so since lavender is the colour for epilepsy awareness, and this is for a really good reason. So seizures are generally caused by abnormal electrical impulses in the brain. So one approach to treating them is about relaxing the brain and the nervous system. So lavender, both the colour and the plant, are said to have this effect. And as we heard earlier, then that can also be proven to act as a central nervous system relaxant and an anticonvulsant. So, you know, really quite a beautiful colour in and of itself, but then having some really important reasons behind it linked to epilepsy as well.
Could you please explain to our listeners what causes a seizure to occur?
Yeah, sure. So seizures are caused by a sudden and increased electrical activity in the brain, so up to 500 times per second, and this is more than 6 times the normal rate. So essentially the brain controls everything that we do, so when these electrical pathways get mixed up, that's when it can cause a seizure. So for a brief period, this is what we call abnormal activity, so we may see things like strange sensations. It might be things like unusual behaviours, and this could be either before a seizure, during, or even after a seizure. We may see some convulsions and spasms, so some movement of the body, and we may see a loss of consciousness. It's not always the case. Sometimes people can have seizures while they are fully aware or if they have some impaired awareness as well. So, you know, really the presentation of seizures and epilepsy is very unique to every person. It's going to look and present in different ways for each person.
We were wondering if you're able to explain to us what types of seizures those who suffer with them could have.
Yeah, sure. So if we think of epilepsy, and so that's the tendency to have recurrent, so more than one, and unprovoked seizures. And by that we mean that the doctors haven't been able to find a cause. So if we use hydration as an example, so if a person was dehydrated, that actually may bring on a seizure. So they would generally go to hospital, get checked out. If the doctors were able to reverse that, so hydrate them, get them back onto, you know, back to their baseline, they'd probably send them on their way. And that's because we know that around about 1 in 10 people will have a seizure at some point in their life. And really interestingly, there's actually about 40 different types of seizures and 100 different syndromes associated with epilepsy. So it really is a very complex condition and really quite a spectrum in terms of how that impacts on the individual. So generally the seizures are classified according to their onset. So this could either be what we call focal or generalized. So if they're focal, that means that the seizure activity is occurring in one part of the brain. So that's where there may be changes to the person's movement, and usually on one side of the body, which correlates to that one side of the brain where there is that seizure activity occurring. So we may see things like people having changes in, you know, their understanding. It may be, you know, their ability to speak. They may have a funny smell or taste funny things in their mouth, that sort of thing. The other type is what we call generalized, and these are the seizures that occur when the seizure activity is actually occurring across both sides of the brain. So the more common types of these are what we call the absent seizures. So that's where people, what it looks like is generally people may sort of stop what they're doing and look like they're sort of staring off into space and, you know, not paying attention for a period of time. The tonic-clonic, so these were previously called grand mal. There has been a bit of a name change, but we do tend to hear that quite interchangeably, that terminology. But essentially, these are the ones that people would probably recognise more than the others, where people would fall to the floor and their whole body would tend to be jerking and stiffening. So that's something which is quite recognisable. And the others, which are quite common, are what we call drop seizures. So people could be standing and then all of a sudden they'll drop to the floor. So they generally don't have any warning. But with these ones, it's mostly to do, the first aid is to do with the impact of any injury as opposed to the seizure activity itself, because they have quite a short duration. So really, that's just a very high-level, I guess, discussion on the types of different seizures, and really just to make the point that there are a number of different seizure types and syndromes associated with epilepsy.
You mentioned earlier that Epilepsy Queensland is supporting people with access to the NDIS. Could you tell us a little bit more about that, please?
Yeah, sure. So as an organisation, we support many people with epilepsy and their families. And at this stage, we are recognising that not everybody either recognises epilepsy as a disability and or may not realise that they're eligible for the NDIS, as they may believe that, and we are seeing this a fair bit, even the NDIA tend to think of epilepsy as a fairly grey area, and, you know, if they can say that that's a health condition, they'll want to palm that off to the health sector and say that's, you know, the health sector's responsibility. However, what we do know is that the NDIS is not about just a diagnosis in and of itself. It's also about what is the impact that that diagnosis has on the person's life. And that's in those core areas under that access request form. So things like, you know, self-care, learning, mobility. So, you know, we do recognise not everybody with epilepsy will automatically be eligible for the NDIS. And so there is, you know, some work that needs to be gone into in terms of getting that evidence and really detailed evidence from a range of practitioners to identify that need. So, you know, we do know that around about a third of the people with cerebral palsy and autism actually have epilepsy or other seizure disorders. So we do have a whole range of really useful fact sheets, information sheets, pre-planning, tools that you can take to your doctors and your specialists to help them fill out the access request forms, because often that can be a really tricky thing for them to do as well. So all of that information is available on our website, or people can contact us and we can send it out or email it to them. So, yeah, really hoping to engage with as many people as possible to help them through, you know, A, considering whether NDIS may be something that they're eligible for, and or, you know, the next step of trying to navigate what can be a fairly complex process. So, you know, there are a whole range of potential supports and services people with epilepsy could acquire under the NDIS. So it could be, you know, your direct support, but also things like some assistive technologies. It might be the seizure monitoring devices, or it might be, you know, anti-suffocation pillows or cooling devices, or a whole range of things. So, you know, it's really, you know, we would recommend people looking into that a little bit further.
Finally, could you please remind our listeners how they can get involved in Purple Day?
Yeah, sure. So Purple Day is very exciting. So Purple Day is the National Epilepsy Awareness campaign on the 26th of March every year. So it's the grassroots, it's a global campaign, and that's directed at increasing awareness of epilepsy. So we first got involved with the campaign in 2009, so this year will be our 10th year, and this year we're hoping to raise $100,000, which would represent $1 for every Queensland child and adult living with epilepsy. So we have an official role in raising funds, selling merchandise and promoting Purple Day throughout Queensland. And there's heaps of different ways that people can get involved. It's really quite easy. So things like they may wear purple or they may, you know, it's basically an opportunity to have fun with all things purple. It might be a morning tea at your workplace with purple cupcakes or, you know, that sort of thing. There's opportunities for people to sell merchandise, and so particularly the Pharmacy Guild has been really great in supporting us, so you'll see a lot of the merchandise around a number of pharmacies around Queensland. But there's also, we're having an event on Purple Day, so next Tuesday, so that's around a Purple Day walk in Brisbane. So we'll have things like face painters and cupcakes and a visit from at Little Poss, and so people can then jump onto the free City Hopper, and that goes around and has a look at some of the bridges and buildings which have actually been illuminated purple in support of Purple Day. So that's a really, you know, fun thing to do. And there's also opportunities for people to raise funds and climb the Brisbane Story Bridge. So, you know, for those daredevils out there, there's, you know, that opportunity there as well. So, you know, there's a whole range of ways people can get involved, but we're encouraging people to jump on our website. There's heaps of information and fact sheets and all the details of our events. And, you know, similarly with those purple illuminations, if people would like to take selfies of those and post them on our social media, it just helps with, you know, increasing that awareness and, you know, getting epilepsy, as we say, bringing epilepsy out of the shadows and, you know, more people know about it, which is always a good thing. So jump on our website or give us a call, 3435500. Yeah, really happy to speak to anybody about how they may like to be involved with Purple Day.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us on our show today and providing us with some valuable information. Just want to reiterate the website address, www.epilepsyqueensland.com.au.
That's it.
And the or there's a Facebook page, so I guess if you get on Facebook and you just search for Epilepsy Queensland,
absolutely.
And the contact number there is 3435500.
That's it.
Just also, I have epilepsy. When I was diagnosed way back in, I think 35 years ago, it was it was called grand mal, but now it's...
Yes.
Yeah, back in the day.
Back in the day, yeah. Things changed.
I've got epilepsy.
Sue has too.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So it's quite common, isn't it? It's, you know, most people tend to know of someone, and it's not always... You know, it's not until someone either has a seizure or has an event and it sort of gets brought out, as we say, into the shadows, that's when they kind of make some more connections and say, well, actually, you know, I know someone or my neighbour or this happened. So sometimes it can be a little bit hidden and not a lot of people know about epilepsy and seizures. So the more we can do to, you know, raise awareness about that, that's always going to be a good thing.
Yes, it's great because back in when I was first diagnosed, it was kind of, I mean, it was considered, like, people would look at you like there's something majorly wrong with you, and that kind of concerned me. I mean, I think I'm not doing too bad. So.
Yeah, sure.
I agree.
Me too. Mm. I agree as well, Mark.
Very good.
It's great to any kind of information to shed any kind of light for people as well that don't know much about it. I think it's great.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us on our show today.
That's okay. Thank you for the opportunity.
That's okay, Leonie. Have a fantastic weekend.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye. Right.
Bye.
Bye.
That was Leonie talking about Purple Day. You're listening to Invincibility.
Today's world is more competitive. Challenges are more complex. Industries more rapidly changing. Employers more demanding. You need to think bigger, act faster, work smarter. And to do it, you need to be more than skilled, more than relevant, more than qualified, more than confident, more than employable. Become more with the University of Southern Queensland, the number one uni for graduate employment in Queensland. Apply now at usq.edu.au.